It's your host, Nine, and this is Season 2.
Gives us 2020 vision. We move space and time. Say it with me. We have risen.
On this episode of the Intune Instrument Podcast, we're going to talk about the Pi variant. So on the last episode, we discussed the Omicron variant and also the Mu variant. Now, it's very interesting. After I finished the podcast and uploaded it, I actually started seeing something. I saw something that really was mind-blowing. I went online, and there was an article about a cryptocurrency that was the same name as the new variant. The one that's shutting down everything, the one that has travel bans to Africa, the one that had New York in a state of emergency, the Omicron variant. All right, so the Omicron variant, like we talked about last episode, has not been seen in the U.S. at all yet, but had already been caused New York to say it was a state of emergency. And I thought that was a little weird, seeing as how we had the Mu variant, which is in almost every state in the United States, and they're not calling it a state of emergency. I thought it was weird. But then I thought it was even more interesting when I saw that the Omicron variant also had a cryptocurrency of the same name that within 2 days, its value went from $50 in value to $500 in value. So if you were a holder of that coin before the Omicron variant was publicized and states of emergencies were issued and all that stuff, you just made a ton of money. And so I wanted to look in that. I looked in that further. Like I have a very scientific mind. So it's like, I want to see, okay, what's going on. Of course, the first thought in most people's heads is that, okay, this is all made up and somebody found a way to just make a bunch of money by creating a cryptocurrency and then naming a variant of COVID after it, which could be true. I will not rule that out whatsoever. But I also know that there is balance. There's always two sides of things. And there's always spirit, right? And so I said, you know what? I want to investigate this. Let me figure out what's going on. So what I started doing was I started digging deeper into the World Health Organization, because the World Health Organization is who is naming these variants. And what I found out was that the World Health Organization is actually naming them by the Greek alphabet, and they're actually going in order. All right. So when I saw that, I'm like, okay, that's interesting. So that actually also means that if someone saw it going in order, then they could have easily named a cryptocurrency after a Greek alphabet and knew it was going to hit. Or, seeing as how a lot of people just use the Greek alphabet, it might not necessarily be a connection. It could just be that they named their cryptocurrency after the Greek alphabet, and the World Health Organization is also naming variants after the Greek alphabet, and boom, this is just what happens. But I knew that there was a reason why this was on my mind, okay? There's always a reason why it's brought to my attention. So in digging deeper, I was like, well, if this happened with one cryptocurrency, could there be other cryptocurrencies out there that follow the same thing, that are named after Greek alphabet? And I was like, if they are, it would not be a bad thing to put a little money on them. So I started doing the research, and I realized something. After Omicron, is Pi. Now, this was a humongous revelation to me because, and it's funny because I should probably know the Greek alphabet and just know that Pi was next, but I didn't. My schooling didn't really focus on Greek alphabet when I was a child, so eh. But why the fact that Pi is the next in line of the Greek alphabet, which means that more than likely it's going to be the name of the next variant, is because I've actually been a holder of the Pi cryptocurrency for over a year now. And interestingly enough, the Pi cryptocurrency, it hasn't launched yet. And it's actually supposed to be launching, they have in their calendar for it to be launching the end of this year. And it already has over 29 million in the community who are holders of Pi before it launches. And now, one of the reasons why I started mining Pi, because that's actually how you get Pi right now. You actually can get Pi right now for free, okay? It was one of the cryptocurrencies that you could get for free. All you have to do is mine it on your mobile phone. And so I've been mining this for over a year. And I was like, what? What? So, in my mind, I don't necessarily know if Omicron was a setup or anything like that. But what I do know about currency is this. Currency is energy. All money is, whether it be fiat money, which is the dollar or yen or peso, or whether it be cryptocurrency, it is a representation of our energy. And where the most energy goes is where you can see the high end pumping of currency. So because people, so much of their attention is on COVID, it makes sense that if a variant is named after the Greek alphabet, and there's also a cryptocurrency that's named after the Greek alphabet, whether it was on purpose or not, that energy is going to flow there. And it's going to flow there very, very fast. Okay? Now, I know that when I first started mining Pi, I thought that it would boom once it launches. And that's why I started mining it, because of what it represents. Okay? Pi is not a cryptocurrency that is centralized. Now they say that all the Bitcoin and everything is decentralized, but the reality of it is that the majority of Bitcoin, 87% of Bitcoin, is held by a very small percentage of holders, which means that it is centralized, because if those holders decided to dump all of their Bitcoin, the price would plunge, okay? And that's how you know it's centralized. But Pi is completely decentralized. It is for the people. It is ran by the people. All right? So let me read a little bit about what Pi is, so that you can understand the differences. All right? So I'm actually getting this from a website called Market Cap Cryptocurrency. It's a blog, and they actually just spelled it out really beautifully. And so he said, Pi is a network that enables mining on mobile phones. In contrast to first-generation cryptocurrencies, which demand massive energy consumption in order to complete the mining process, Pi Network offers a more user and planet-friendly alternative. All right, so let's look at some of the current problems of the first-generation cryptocurrencies. All right, so the whole cryptocurrency and blockchain theory is an amazing idea that will bring a lot of changes to the current financial market. Bitcoin came into our lives proposing solutions in the wide population throughout the world who were disappointed from the methods that the current banking system uses. I think we all have some qualms with the current banking system. So, why Bitcoin was launched was to provide people the ability to safely exchange value without requiring a third party or a bank, basically allowing you to be your own bank. Bitcoin facilitates the payment process since people can pay each other directly, surpassing the limitations forced by intermediaries such as banks. All right? But here's the issue. The enormous boost of price in Bitcoin led to concentration of money and power in very few people inside the Bitcoin ecosystem, which basically means that it created the same system it's trying to get out of. 87% of Bitcoins are owned by 1% of the network. Isn't that the system that we're already in? Many of these coins were mined virtually free in their early days. Now, I thought this was interesting because that's exactly how Pi is starting out. We're actually mining for free. So how you mine for free is you download the app on your phone, and every day, every 24 hours, you go on the app and you press the button to mine, and it starts mining. And that's all you have to do. Every day, you go press that button. So now, how does Pi offer a solution? Well, after identifying the barriers that exist for common people in the Bitcoin network, the Pi team came up with a network that would give the opportunity to ordinary people to mine. Just like I said, it's as easy as having a mobile phone and pressing a button on your mobile phone each day. Their model, it doesn't consume a lot of energy. All right? So like Bitcoin, they're talking about all of the energy usage. The people are taking up so much energy and building all these supercomputers and stuff just to mine a Bitcoin. You don't have to do that with Pi. All right? So Pi is completely free to mine right now. Now, how did it start? Who started it? Unlike Bitcoin, where it's a name where we pretty much know that that person isn't real, we actually have three names of people. They don't mind being recognized and being known. They're three Stanford PhD graduates, and I might mess up their names. I am sorry. So one of them is Dr. Nicholas Kokalis. Dr. Shingdao Fan, and Vincent McPhillip. They all met in Stanford, and they had a common vision, so they combined that common vision to create the Pi Network. Now, if you choose to become a miner of Pi, if you want to go ahead and grab that app and start mining daily, you can have you can have multiple roles in the Pi network, and each one will actually earn you Pi. Number one, you're going to start off as a pioneer. Okay, a pioneer is a user who earns Pi by confirming that he is a human every 24 hours. And so that's all you're really doing when you're actually mining Pi. You're confirming that you're a human. And that's important because the whole system is user-centric. Okay, you have to confirm you aren't a bot. Every single day. And that's actually how they keep it secure. They actually, by using real humans to secure it and not just bots. Next, you could become a contributor. And a contributor is someone who invites other users into their security circle. And what a security circle is it's where you actually, number one, you go on there, go on the app, you confirm that you're a human daily, which is by mining Pi. And then you also, everyone in your security circle, you look at them and you confirm that they're human too. All right. So not only are you confirming that you're human, but you're also confirming that the people in your security circle are human. The other thing that you can do is be an ambassador, and that's where you are just inviting others to join the Pi network. And then the last way that you can contribute is by being a node. Okay, and a node is a user who's a pioneer, a contributor, and is also running the Pi node software on his desktop or laptop. All of the roles are necessary for the Pi network to become reality. Thus, every single user, despite his role, is rewarded with Pi on a daily basis. Here's the cool thing. So the code and everything for the Pi network is public. All right? They're not hiding anything. Because what they actually want is for skilled programmers to get involved and create upon their infrastructure. I know over the last year, I've actually seen where inside of the community, we actually have a brainstorming app where we can brainstorm and bring our ideas as to how we can make the Pi network better. What business ideas can make the Pi network better? And if people inside the Pi network like your idea, they might even come and offer to either send you monetary support, or if they're a programmer, that you might get a team of programmers who just build it for you. It's an amazing community. I've been inside of it for over a year, and I have seen what they're doing to make it grow. And it's beautiful. And so when I saw that Pi was next in line in the Greek alphabet, of the variants that the World Health Organization was naming each COVID variant, I said, wow, what a huge message from Spirit and a huge confirmation that I have been in the right place at the right time. And I believe with all my heart that with the intent that the Pi creators have, and what I've already witnessed within the community, that this thing should explode. We have 29 million active users. That is the highest number of active users in any crypto community. It hasn't even launched yet. Now add on, if a new variant is found and it's named after this cryptocurrency. Woo! Guys, so I'm not saying that that's what's gonna happen. I'm just telling you what my spirit and my spidey senses are tingling right now. And I look forward to seeing what transpires in the next year with Pi. If you are interested in learning more about Pi or mining for free, I'll have a link in the description. You can go ahead and click that link and you can actually mine and get to know the Pi network even better. Also, I have opened up support for my podcast. So if you would like to hear more podcasts like this, if you would like to support the channel, you can by making small monthly donations. That's actually going to help me continue making episodes and upgrade my equipment, because I actually really do need to upgrade my equipment. So I do invite you to support the podcast. I really appreciate it. And in closing, I just want you to remember, always, there are multiple sides to everything that's going on. So pay attention. Use discernment. And stay in tune. I'll talk to you on the next episode.
We have risen.